listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We start here on Straight Out of Vegas in the NFL, where the NFL Combine wrapped up in Indianapolis this weekend. And the story all weekend long, all last week, and starting out today on our show is none other than the Heisman Trophy winner, Kyler Murray, and his climb towards the top of the draft board.
Yeah, you know, I haven't followed every story. Jonas, so maybe you can help me here. So he threw the ball exceptionally well, I'm guessing.
Oh, no. He didn't throw the ball at all.
Oh, well, then he must have had one of those all-time 40s.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. He didn't run at all.
He didn't run. He didn't throw. Wow. All right. A little sarcasm. But it brings up an interesting point. And, Brad, you... Where college kisses the pros, that kiss point they call it in tech, one of your expertise, because you follow colleges, all the college knowledge so closely. You also handicap the NFL quite well. When have we ever seen in a 10-day period a player with no really new information? Now, let's set aside he was a little bit bigger height-wise than we expected. An inch?
Yep.
Now listen, put your fingers again. Even if you're driving, just take it away from the 10 and 2 just for a minute now, if you feel safe enough to do it. And then put an inch out there and look at it and then think, okay, that's what the hubbub's about? An inch?
An extra inch is important, RJ.
Listen, your personal life, keep it personal. But to me, let's start with quantifying how big of a movement, a up arrow we've seen with Kyler Murray, because Vegas has had odds on it the whole way. Not that long ago, 10 days ago, you could have bet. Where's Kyler Murray gonna go? Over under pick 9.5. So if he went in the first 9, it's under, as they say, which means earlier. If he goes 10 or later, that would have been the other way. That would have been later. Okay. The money was about even, meaning you could have bet 50-50 either way. All right. So if I would have been in a bar and someone that's, you know how like if someone's like a UFC fighter, they think they're tough. It's like, I want to take on Chuck Liddell, you know? And imagine someone thought like that with me, but it's odds, right? Hopefully not a street fight in the back alley. I'm not really up for that. But it's like, RJ Bell, you think you know the odds? We always hear you say things like,
and you're in no position to challenge my expertise.
And I'm like, well, yeah, okay, you're right about that. Well, where do you think Kyler Murray's going? Well, I would have said, well, the marketplace is saying right around 9.5. Now, the measurements came in. Back to that inch, Fez, an important inch. Now, what, Brad, at that point, what happened to the odds?
Yeah, Kyler Murray went from minus 175, meaning he'd be taken in the first 9 picks, was the favorite, all the way up to minus 300. You had to bet $300 to win 100 that Kyler Murray would be drafted in the first 9 picks of the draft.
Yeah, so there was really two tiers to the growth. One was the initial 50-50 at 9.5. Then it was drifting with no new data. It was just general optimism, the stories in the newspaper, radio, et cetera, up to 175. And that was about a 63% chance he goes in the top 9. And then it went to 75% with that inch. That inch got you to 75. So, okay, I get it. What's happened since? We can tell you what the odds have done. But can anyone here tell me what new information do we have?
The rumors coming out of the combine are Cliff Kingsbury has kind of maybe sent some smoke signals out there that they're likely to take Kyler Murray as the first pick.
Okay, now isn't one of the basic premises of Straight Out of Vegas is follow the money, and whenever money's involved, assume people are acting in their best interests. Now, what would be in the best interest of Kingsbury to let this information out? Because there's one of two possibilities. Well, there's three possibilities. One is they know for sure they're going to take him. The other is they know for sure they're not going to take him. And the middle is they're thinking about taking him. The only thing you could gain in any of the three scenarios is if you're not going to take him, you feel like, well, let me act like I love him. Let me act like I value, like you're thinking of selling your house. You got two houses and you got to decide to sell one. You're showing a guy maybe that might buy it, say, man, that pool, you can't tell from here, but if you jump in that pool, it's the best pool ever. Well, why are you saying that? Well, you want to shine up, buff up what it is you're looking to sell. So other than buffing up Kyler Murray because you might be looking to sell the draft choice, you need to pick him. Why else would we believe what Kingsbury's saying?
We wouldn't.
But all of a sudden now, and here's the shocker. Right now, it's a 50-50 chance based on Las Vegas odds that Kyler Murray goes number one. So a week or so ago, it was 50-50. He'd go in the top nine. Now it's 50-50. Kyler Murray going number one or not is pretty much a 50-50 bet. Fez, thoughts?
Well, I think at this point, you got to look towards betting no, he's not going to go number one. It sure looks like public sentiment has overreacted to what could well be a smokescreen.
I know. It just feels, Brad, it feels like you in our pre-show discussions felt like this made more sense.
Well, if Kyler, if he's going to be warranted as the number one pick, there's only one team that I could at least make a justification for, it would be Cliff Kingsbury, former college coach who recruited Kyler Murray out of high school. Him with the first overall pick makes the most sense for me.
Now, first off, a new coach isn't deciding who goes number
That's
one.
True.
Right? Number two, even if you're right, Brad Powers, wouldn't the move be trade down to two or three or four? Because the theory is no one else would take him at one. Mm. So get someone, trade up, take some whoever they want. And then the theory is he's some, now not that you can necessarily go to 9 or 10, but even, I mean, we've seen the Halls teams have gotten, what was it, the Jets gave up to go up two spots, yep. Am I remembering right? They give up two number twos or something like that. I mean, so it just feels unlike anything I've seen. And I'll go back once again. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. It's one thing to have a monster game, and then it's like a bowl game, and it's like, see, he is that good. It's another thing, oh my God, he ran a 4.22, or okay, he's not running, he's not throwing. And let's be candid, if we want to say interview skills, if anything, you look at the Dan Patrick interview, and again, listen, not judging and saying, oh, that's who that person is, but certainly not a positive on the ledger sheet. I mean, this is a fundamental change in the NFL. So pregame.com, stats and research. We've got every starting quarterback in the NFL. Now, we keep hearing Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray. Okay, fine. Kyler Murray's 5'10 or so. Russell Wilson, 5'11. Okay, you could make the case. Well, first off, he's the exception that proves the rule. Where's the other under 6 foot quarterbacks, right, that are even starting? I'm not saying elite. I'm not saying worthy of a number one pick. I'm saying where are the other ones? Well,
there isn't any.
They're playing in the AAF, perhaps. Fez is batting them, but they're still in the AAF. Now, this is what's pretty amazing. Drew Brees, always known as short, six foot. Jimmy G, oh, I'm sorry, check that. Baker Mayfield, 6'1". No other starting quarterback in the NFL is below 6'2". So we're not talking about the idea of, oh, he's 5'10", but if he was just 5'11", we'd be fine. Or if he was just 6 foot, we'd be fine. There's 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL And right now, 29 of them are 6'2 or higher or taller. The only exception, Baker Mayfield is 6'1, Drew Brees is 6 foot, Russell Wilson at 5'11. So at 5'10, Kyler Murray is 4 inches or more shorter than almost every quarterback in the NFL.
And I think it's important to talk about Russell Wilson. Let's assume Russell Wilson just had decided to play baseball and he didn't play in the NFL. Given that and given the stats that you just gave, RJ, I'd make the case that Kyler Murray wouldn't even be considered to be a first-round draft pick, given that everyone else was 6 foot or taller.
RJ Buff, straight out of Vegas, that's Steve Fezzik. Brad, we were talking before the show, Kyler Murray's projections but before this football season was, I'm playing 1 year of football and I'm heading to baseball.
Yep.
He exceeded expectations, but by how much? Meaning, how much better did Kyler Murray play in this year's college football season than you expected?
I think a lot of people thought he'd be a top five quarterback.
All right, what did you think?
I thought he'd be a top three quarterback.
All right, so you thought he was a top three quarterback entering the year.
Yep.
Who were the other two?
Dwayne Haskins and Tua Tagovailoa. Tua being a little bit of a surprise.
Okay. Now, after the season, who's the top three?
Those were the top three. Dwayne Haskins, Kyler Murray, and Tua.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guys, speaking of weak legs, how about those L.A. Lakers who have now lost four of their last five? They are 4.5 games out of the playoffs in the Western Conference following an embarrassing performance against the worst team in the NBA, the Phoenix Suns, this past weekend.
Oh, man, Fez. Well, let's start with the math. Vegas does that better than any other place. Right now, what are the odds the Lakers make the playoffs?
Approximately 12%, RJ.
12%. Ooh. Now, at those numbers, so it's minus 900, no, plus 600, yes?
Correct.
What if you force bet? I can't be any clearer. Forced bet.
Gosh, you know, I've been against the Lakers so much, RJ, but it's 6-1. I'm not laying minus 900, so force bet, I would say yes now.
But you're saying you think the number's just about right.
I am.
Does anyone like anything at either minus 900 or plus 600?
I would lean towards the Noah, minus 900.
Why?
Well, you know, a place like 538 actually puts the odds at 7% for the Lakers. And even pull behind.
It's funny because 538 had the odds much higher about 2 weeks ago than you thought, Fez. Now it's flipped the other way.
And a pull behind the curtain here in the pre-show production meeting, Fez thought 12% was too high. So I'm going to play against his words there.
Okay. So let's just say this. It's a long shot right now. It's hard to lay 900, but I probably would lay it. And it's something that, you know, quite frankly, I spoke of. I didn't think it would come this quickly, but it's something I talked about last week.
Do you know how some people get premonitions? I'm one of them.
And what it was that shutting this team down is there'd be scenarios where a team fighting for the playoffs, even though the odds were going against them. So imagine you're trying to make the Olympics. And you entering thinking the odds are 50-50. Now, what's interesting is, if I recall, the Lakers were minus 600 to make the playoffs entering the season.
Correct. The yes was minus 600.
So just you know, broad math-wise, it was like 85% chance they were going to make it.
Right.
So this is, I imagine that, let's keep the Olympic analogy going. All right, it's 85% you're going to make the Olympics, like Molly's game, the ski team, let's say. And then some things go wrong, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now you're down to 15%. The average person would say, listen, this is the only chance I'm ever going to get. I mean, when Rocky went down in the 14th in the first fight, and Mickey's going, stay down, stay down. Now think about how tough Mickey is, right? He was getting punched with the nail, remember? You think if he's saying stay down, you probably stay down. Well, what happens? Rocky gets up, caught me, Mick. I don't want a rematch. We know the story. There wouldn't have been a Rocky V, Fez. For those that don't listen to the podcast, now listen, I really like Fezzik. So what I'm going to say right now, probably 50% of you will not think the same of him after. But truth is truth. You want me to say it or you say it, Fez?
You go ahead and say it.
He said during the podcast this week that Rocky V was better. Now, that's the one with the turtleneck and the street fight. All right, that's all you need to remember. Was better than Rocky II.
Well, the first 90 minutes of Rocky II was so bad until the great 20 minutes.
Hold on a second. You actually conceded the point.
I did.
But now you're fighting the same point?
No, you're right. What? Because Rocky V just doesn't have 20 good minutes. And Rocky II has 20 great minutes.
I mean, Jonas, what do you think of this?
Fez, come on, man. I don't mind you betting on the AAF, all right? I've done worse, all right? You bet on the AAF. You're the only person in America that knows that Steve Spurrier's undefeated as head coach of the Orlando, whatever the hell they're called. But you cannot honestly tell me you think Rocky V is better than Rocky II. That movie was terrible.
I mean, there was no drinking involved. But anyway, guys, please try to forget that about Fez. Or you could think of it this way. You could say, wait a minute. If he's so clueless about everything else in life except betting, but he has a mansion and a yacht, he must be a heck of a batter.
Specialization, RJ.
Oh, maybe too much. Maybe. I mean, you got to be a good enough batter to have someone leading you around and like covering your mouth in certain spots. But anyway, if you're thinking like Rocky to bring this back around, you're thinking, hey, maybe I've only got a 15% chance, but 15's better than nothing. Go, go, go. But with the Lakers, it's like, well, wait a minute. Their goal is a title in the next 4 years. If somehow they put a bunch of effort on LeBron's legs, lo and behold, they just slip in. I mean, Fez, if true odds, Lakers 8th seed, everything else is the same to win the title. Just first thought.
40-1.
So it's one of those, if it's 15% to get there and 40-1 to win a title, I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but that's a pretty low number when it comes to the idea that this season's going to end with a title. So if it's not going to end with a title, I think we're hearing and feeling you shut LeBron down, say he came back too soon from the hammy, and oh, by the way, that Lakers draft choice looks better, and whatever bargaining chips they have to make a move, well, don't they look better if the Lakers don't make the playoffs?
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.